We had hearings on Senate Bill 81, limit the Department of Labor's authority to recommend settlements in labor disputes, and so we were at a standoff 3-3, and I think that there's someone has an amendment that they want to propose. Is anybody here for that? That has an, is there an amendment that we were going to look at that we said briefly? By way of explanation, we had that last time, and we were missing a person, so we were at six people, and at that time we couldn't get a motion to get it out, so we deferred it until today's meeting, and we aren't going to take a lot of time on this. We're either going to vote up or down on it because we got some other bills here to go, and we said we would, you know, then there was an amendment that we said we would look at, and then we're going to briefly go through the amendment. We're going to understand this quickly, so. Go ahead and explain it.
Thank you, Senator Munson. Bob Stevens, representing the South Dakota Education Association, and I won't take a lot of time. Very simply, what this amendment does is it addresses the concern raised last week by Mr. Shackleton as to the possibility that what we were trying to do would impact on employees and negotiations in the private sector. And so what we have done with this, it's drafted as a hog house and needs to be, but essentially what we have done is this is Senate Bill 81, but it is now entirely in Chapter 318, amending the public employees bargaining law. So it's all of the provisions that we talked about last week, requiring the rationale, requiring the process of setting standards by what the Department of Labor has to look at as they make their recommendations. It's the identical bill that you saw. The difference is that it's now in Chapter 318, which is the Public Employees Negotiations Law, and has absolutely no references. The only reference that's still left to the private sector, to Chapter 6010-1, is the mediation section. And that's the section that we would leave in place and still use mediation. But if mediation does not work and is not successful, then this procedure would kick in as far as fact-finding, and it applies only, and I can't say that strongly enough, it applies only to public sector negotiations. And with that, I'd answer any questions that you might have.
Okay. Okay. Do we have any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Down there in what you were just talking about, public employees negotiation law, number two down there, the power of the public employer. That's the same verbiage that was over here in the original bill that we discussed last week.
Yes, it is, Senator, but the difference is with it is where it is placed, because it's placed in Chapter 318, so it can no longer have any impact on the private sector. And in fact, and it talks specifically about public employer and the political subdivision, so it is speaking strictly to public employee negotiations.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Valesky. It wasn't? Okay.
I'd move the amendment for the record.
Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded that the amendment be moved. Are there further questions at this time? Thank you very much. I think we're out of the discussion mode, but I do think that we need to have the opponents also make some comments on the new amendment. So if they would want to do that, you can gather your thoughts to one person. Why we would certainly entertain some comments from the opponent regarding the amendment.
I would concede that this does respond to one of the several items that I had raised in objecting to this legislation. So to the extent that there were technical problems with the bill relating to attempting to put...
Jim, could you just, for the record...
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Thank you very much.
Jim Shackleton, General Counsel of the South Dakota Board of Regents. To the extent that this part of my objections to the bill had been upon incorporating into a text that addressed both public and private sector employers requirements that were only applicable to public sector employers, this amendment will respond and avoid that set of objections. There were several other objections, but I won't rehearse them at this time on October's agenda.
Thank you very much. Were there any questions from the committee? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee in reference to this amendment, 81JA? We are closed for committee action and discussion. Discussion and action. On the amendment. Oh, we got to vote. We got to pass the amendment. Excuse me. We do have a motion by Valesky and seconded by McCracken to pass this. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Now the amendment has been passed. Any further discussion on the amendment? Action from the committee. Motion has been made to pass by Senator Munson.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. Further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of the motion, say aye. Those opposed, say nay. No. Motion passed. Senate Bill 81 will go to the floor. Do pass.